Yes.
All right, since we have...
I'm going to go on mute because I'm doing a lot of coughing, okay?
Sure. since we have Commander Kane on the phone, let's call the meeting to order. It's 6:02, and I call the meeting order. We're going to do a quick board member roll call. This is Paul Ashton, Chair.
Bobby Strang, member.
We know Commander Kane's here.
And Commander Kane is on the phone. Great. I don't see any members of the public. Why don't we, while we have you, quickly review the minutes from the last board meeting so we can set to approve those. Is there a motion to approve the board minutes?
So moved.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The board meeting minutes are approved. We're running through this quickly today. on to old business. Is there old business?
No, but I think, did we check the public comments yet?
Yes.
We did. Okay. I told you, we're
oh, all right. Going way too fast. Yeah, there's no...
Bobby has Beaujolais Nouveau. She has wine to drink.
We got to get moving. All right, yeah. No, Mr. Chair, there's no old business to report.
Okay. How about new business?
There's no new business report. There's
no.
An agency report, though.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Yeah.
The agency report, the first thing I want to indicate is earlier today, we met with the mayor's budget officials. And we informed them, as I did on the board report, that we will likely be requesting one additional investigator position. In our fiscal year 2020 budget, which would not take effect until about this time next year. But I wanted to report that because we're constantly monitoring our workload here, and that's going to be our current request. And I also wanted to make sure the board was aware of the latest update on the stop and frisk lawsuit pending against MPD. Tomorrow there is a hearing before the judge concerning the preliminary injunction. There was some social media traffic earlier this week that indicates that there may be a presence there from different community groups in D.C., even though it's not scheduled for any particular public hearing portion there. We would anticipate that there might be some people there. Alicia, do you know what the purpose of the hearing is today? Is it a scheduling conference or what?
I believe it is partially a scheduling conference, and also I believe the ACLU was providing a response to MPD's, or through OAG, I guess, their arguments regarding the body-worn camera counting as records.
Okay, thanks. I also wanted to mention then that a couple weeks ago, we published the fiscal year 2018 annual report. I want to thank all the board members, first of all, for going through that. And offering any comments that we had. I think we had a very productive year, as the report indicates. I want to thank Matt for his work on the board report, and then Rochelle and anyone else that I'm missing. Those are the main actors that really spent a lot of time putting the report together, and it came together really with the help of other people in the office that too. They wrote various sections of the report and edited it, like Mona and Alicia.
Do you do the data visualization?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I like it.
Thanks.
And?
We have a graphic design intern.
So okay. We brought a graphic design intern on board just this week, actually. And so he'll be with us initially through February. We've got him scheduled to work on this upcoming mid-year report.
Nice.
Then we might keep him on a little longer to help us with next year's annual and these sports reports. We'll see how things go.
I like it.
Yeah.
I appreciated the summary page,
mm-hmm.
like the data visualization summary page.
That was new.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So he's unpaid.
Okay.
Oh, poor kid. Not me.
I was like, we don't pay men.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some days. But he graduated from school.
Okay.
And he has a few freelance things in his portfolio, but he's trying to build his portfolio.
Oh, nice.
So it helps us. He has great sketches, and he uses the same software that we use to visualize them. So actually somehow turned out.
Does he come into the office or?
Yeah.
Wednesdays.
And what's his purpose again, Matt? What's he going to be doing?
Help us update the design jazz up, the reports.
There you go. Very good. Thank you, Matt, for that. Continuing with the board report, I wanted to mention two items under outreach. On September 28th, legal counsel Alicia Yass conducted a presentation to the Public Defender Service where there are public defenders that wanted to speak with us, talk about what our role is, understand what our that we are an independent agency, not part of the police department. Alicia deals with public defenders on a regular basis in the criminal cases when they file subpoenas and requests for information in underlying criminal cases, and it's a regular occurrence that they are asking for FOIA requests and subpoenaing our complaints regarding the officers that are involved in arrests. So she deals with that a lot, and she was able to meet with the public defenders at one of their regularly scheduled briefings. And you were able to straighten them out and on some of these issues, hopefully.
It was very productive. Yes, they set up a, I guess they do on Friday afternoons on a semi-regular basis, they do trainings. So I was able to go in, speak to them about our process, and streamline, hopefully, our subpoenas, which actually since then have been, they've been very good about them. So hopefully that will continue as it aids both me in having being able to easier understand what they need, and then also aids them in that once I understand what they need, I can get it to them faster. So mutually beneficial.
All right. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was the other presentation that Alicia gave, and that was to the criminal court bench. You want to mention that?
Yeah. So this was the we were contacted through OAG that the judges on the criminal bench for DC Superior Court were interested in learning more about OPC. It does, sometimes we do have to contest subpoenas with PDS, so that brings OPC into the judge's courtroom, and they need to understand how OPC fits into the government and how specifically the one of the points of going was to make sure they were clear on our independent status. So OPC is not part of the quote-unquote prosecution team, which is often what judges and courts have to look at for what documents need to be turned over through discovery and through Jenks, Giglio, and various other legal rules. So I was went to just inform the members of the court on how OPC worked, how our complaint process worked. They were all very interested. They are obviously seeing officers on a daily basis and seeing issues. Particularly, they're often dealing with evidentiary hearings, so suppressing evidence that has been seized through unlawful searches, which we see through many of our harassment cases. So they were very interested in our process, how it works, and then also in our independence and how that affects their rulings on the cases. And then they were also just interested in what sorts of documents we create, what is turned over to MPD, what MPD has in their possession. So it was a really fruitful conversation with the judges. The criminal court bench has some turnover every year, so there was also discussion about going in on an annual basis to do a brief presentation for all of the new judges that are coming onto the criminal bench each year.
All right, thanks. And that was very, very worthwhile briefing there to talk to the judges about what we do. Thanks, Alicia. Under continue with the board report then, under staffing update, what's not on the written board report because it just happened this week was a new investigator was hired. That person will be starting on November 26th. It's the only vacancy we have right now, and that will be filled in 2 weeks, so that's good news.
Does the person have a name?
That person has a name.
Samantha Jeffrey.
Yes.
Samantha Jeffrey. She actually comes from the Baltimore equivalent of our office, so she's doing this work now.
Cool. All right. Yeah, and that's the staffing update. For training and conferences, I wanted to mention one thing under that item, and that's the NACOL conference. We had several members conduct presentations at NACOL and attend. A board member attending this year was Paul Ashton, and Lindsay Murphy, Hansel Aguilar, Ethan Trin, and myself all did various presentations for this national conference, and it was well received. There were 440 people in attendance at the conference, and everybody did a great job at doing their presentations down there. Plus, it was nice weather. Actually, it was hot. Too hot. For district government contacts, I had a regularly scheduled meeting with the chief where we talked about various issues, and as I mentioned also earlier today, I met with the mayor's budget staff, and we talked about our fiscal year 2020 budget. You'll see as part of the board report the dismissal schedule coming up as far as it goes through April 19th, this current schedule, and I want to put this together. If there's any major problem with the schedule, we can always make adjustments if necessary.
You know, I've been on the board forever, but I can't remember. It's Friday, right? So, like, the week, we get the dismissals on the Friday?
Monday.
The following Monday. Okay.
Right. So it's just that checking. Whole week, yeah. And then you get it, it's gotcha. Delivered, so anything signed on that week up until Friday, and then you get it Monday.
Just checking. I'm trying to remember. I'm on travel over the holidays. I just want to make sure.
I think you'll get your second week on this Monday.
Well, I meant not this holiday. But
Christmas. Okay.
Which is fine, because I'll get mine in January. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, it's easy to mix that up. Mm-hmm. And while we're talking about that, Mona, would you like to give us an overview of the investigation status?
So for the stats, it's pretty early. It's only, and because we had kind of an earlier meeting this year, the stats are about 3 weeks earlier than last year, so they're going to be a little different. But our opens were down, but our new cases, we are pretty much on par with where we were last year. If you compare the time difference, I mean, it does show less received, but that's, you know, the last year compared to three additional weeks last year. Comparatively, it's kind of hard because it's so early in the season. It's only, week five? So it's based on numbers week five of the fiscal year. But overall, it seems like so far we're pretty much, you know, at where we were last year. And for new cases, when we did do a comparison, last week compared to the same week last year, we were, I think, 5 cases total up. So we were, like, not even a few percentage points up from last year. We did have a few more cases than we did at the same time last year, comparative date for date, but it was pretty minimal. It was, like, 5% or less than 5%. It was a total of, like, 5 cases or something. So does anyone have any questions?
I was going to ask a question. You can see it in my face. Do you mind just, I don't need, like, this whole thing. I'm just curious, like, when we reach the 27, what the percentage of increase may be in open cases. Like, I don't need...
I would be interested in that as well.
Or what I can do even is I always do that number for, like, the first week of every month, because we do that internally. Okay. Is it okay if I just send it for that, since I'm already going to do it, if, like, not even a week after this?
That's fine.
And then it'll just save me. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to...
The first week of December.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see what if the increased trend is, like, continuing since we've seen that.
Because that'll be month 2 of this fiscal year. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. You can just email that. Okay.
That would be great.
Okay. Great. Thanks. That completes the board report. Does anyone else have any questions about the board report? Thank you.
No questions? That's like everything.
I would like to share with everyone, Tuesday is the Transgender Day of Remembrance again this year at the Metropolitan Community Church. It will also be live streamed if people are interested and unable to attend. The link was printed in the Washington Blade. And I would encourage everyone who can to attend. But it's a very important event for the transgender community here in the District of Columbia.
If there's no additional business, is there a motion to adjourn?
I will move to adjourn.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned at 6:17. This is a record.
Yes,
thank you, Commander Kane.
Thank you, guys. Have a good Thanksgiving, guys.
Yes, you too.
You too.